From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. authorities and the New York police searching for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
At this time, there is no evidence of an international terrorism connection with this incident. It is very, very early in the investigation, and it's just starting.
New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in New Jersey, 135 kilometers away. No one was hurt, and de Blasio and Cuomo have said there is no evidence linking the two bombings. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall Saturday. He had been identified now as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adnan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We do not at this point in time know whether the subject was in contact with, had connections with, was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what the investigation is attempting to ascertain.
Meantime, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. A senior Somali military official was killed in a car bomb explosion in Somalia's capital Mogadishu Sunday in a suicide attack claimed by the jihadist Al-Shabaab group. The General Mohammed Roble Jamal and at least 5 of his bodyguards died near the entrance of the Ministry of Defense in Mogadishu. General was a leading officer in the fight against Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Election results are showing Russia's ruling party has easily won Sunday's parliamentary election. With more than half of those ballots counted, President Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party has more than 54% of the vote, with the Liberal Democratic Party and the Communists trailing with about 13% each, and the Ajaya Russia Party with 6%. Analysts have seen the voting as a likely referendum on Putin's expected 2018 run for re-election. In Syria, a fragile week-long ceasefire appears to be in jeopardy. Russia said it registered 50 violations of the agreement. In the last day, Moscow said an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition Saturday killed dozens of Syrian soldiers in the eastern part of the country. U.S. says it was targeting the Islamic State fighters in the northeast. They were not covered by the truce. City of Aleppo was hit by airstrikes, first time since the ceasefire went into effect at sundown last Monday. Clashes were also reported east of the capital, Damascus. And the French foreign minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, he accused the government of Bashar al-Assad of undermining the ceasefire. Middle East Institute analyst Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the ceasefire was flawed from the beginning.
It was just a question of both sides trying to see where the weaknesses exist, because remember that ceasefire had no quote-unquote enforcement capability.
Iqbal referred to it as a pause in hostilities that appears to have come to an abrupt end. 9 days after North Korea's latest nuclear test, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts, called for tough new measures to further isolate Pyongyang. The test was North Korea's 5th and largest, along with a series of ballistic missile tests. Mr. Kerry expressed a continued willingness, though, to try to revive dialogue with Pyongyang if it freezes its atomic weapons and missile weapons development programs.
We have said many times that we are prepared to sit down with the DPRK to deal with the issues of non-aggression, of peace on the Korean Peninsula, of joining the international community, of attracting assistance and economic development, providing North Korea is prepared to talk with the rest of the world about responsible approaches to the question of nuclear weaponry and the nuclear program.
3 diplomats said they discussed ways to implement UN Security Council Resolution 2270, which imposed tighter sanctions on North Korea. Get more news at our website. We're at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.